Next month, an important member of the Atlanta Gay Men's Chorus leaves the ensemble. Kevin Robison has been the artistic director for 10 years. He recently spoke with GPB's Sean Powers about the legacy he leaves behind.
My name is Kevin Robison. I am the artistic director of the Atlanta Gay Men's Chorus in Atlanta, Georgia. How I feel when I'm conducting the chorus is, of course, a sense of pride. The choruses, because there are many across the country, were founded in the late 70s. Atlanta was founded in 1981. And during that time, we were about to head into what would become known as the AIDS crisis.
When AIDS first cropped up about 18 months ago, almost all its victims were homosexual males who frequently changed sexual partners. Alarming enough to that particular segment of society, but, so it first appeared, not threatening to the public at large.
The choruses were really there as brothers and a support system for people who were dying of AIDS. I do take a great deal of pride when I'm able to go back and listen to recordings of the group because my focus is in a different place at that point. This is a piece by composer Eric Whitaker called Lux Aurumque, and it's about light and the colors that he achieves with these cluster chords are absolutely stunning, and to get the right balance for this vibrant light to come out of the music is a real challenge. And when you get it right, which I do think we did in this recording, it's extremely rewarding to know that you've taken the work of a brilliant composer and you've done it justice and brought it to life. I will never forget, it was one of the high points of my time with the AGMC. It was June 2015, and we were awaiting the Supreme Court decision in the Obergefell case. And the decision came out Friday morning, and of course, the community erupted with joy and relief and celebration. And we had a performance that evening. And that was incredibly powerful to be there with our audience, kindred spirits, to be there with the men of the chorus, to be able to read part of the decision that had just come out earlier that day to the audience was an unforgettable moment for me. When I first began working with LGBT choruses 13 years ago, I very naively said that when we have same-sex marriage equality in this country, there won't be a need for an LGBT chorus. And of course, I learned very quickly that that was not going to be the case, and I knew that long before 2015. fighting to get to that day was not just something that the choruses did. It's something that all LGBT people and, perhaps more important, our straight allies are the people who made that happen. And so seeing an event like that happen in your tenure with an organization like this really does stop your breath and make you think about the impact that you're having on the community.
That's Kevin Robison. He's the outgoing artistic director of the Atlanta Gay Men's Chorus. He steps down next month. Details on the chorus's upcoming holiday show can be found at gpbnews.org.